Well, I'm here talking to the great Jimmy Johnson, a rider of three Melbourne Cup winners, who's on tour with the Melbourne Cup for the promoting the 2011 Emirates Melbourne Cup. Jim, first of all, great to be in Tasmania, and this tour is a great thing for the race.
Oh, good. Well, I've been out of racing for a while now. I've been retired for a long time, but, you know, for us to do anything for racing, I don't mind that. That's racing needs all the help it can get, and any time that I can help, well, I'm there.
Well, for as long as I can remember, the Melbourne Cup's always been the pinnacle of all of the racing in Australia, and you've been successful in the race many times. Your winners have been always meant something special to you?
Oh, yes. I mean, the first time I won the Melbourne Cup on Gaddam Gaddam, it's, you know, it took 3 weeks or so to sink in that you've won a Melbourne Cup. And it's a jockey's dream when you first become an apprentice, and then when Melbourne Cups come round, you always think, gee, I wonder if I'll ever get around to a Melbourne Cup. And me being a South Australian jockey apprentice, it was harder to get there then. If you're in Melbourne, it's all right, but if you're a South Australian, well, they give you, you know, a lot of thought before you can get in with everybody there. Well, but anyway, I was fortunate.
And a couple of good things followed Gaddam Gaddam, didn't they?
Oh, yes. I mean, after Gaddam Gaddam, I had another fantastic horse. My favourite was Tobin Bronze. And, of course, I won a Caulfield Cup and a couple of Cox plates on him. And so that was leading up. Well, then to finish it off with another two Melbourne Cups after all that, with Rain Lover. And what a good 2 mile he was. He just knew how to get 2 mile. Not too many horses know how to get a 2 mile, but he did.
The trainer was pretty clever with Rain Lover too.
I think so. Oh yes, Mick was very good. A young trainer coming up, and for it all to happen to him like it did, for both of us, it was a pretty good time.
Now, what does life offer for Jim Johnson these days, other than retirement?
Well, that's it, retirement.
Well, you're a regular race goer, Jim?
No, I don't go very much now. Occasionally I go, not a lot. When the Melbourne Cups come around, I get plenty of invites now. But no, 83 coming up, so we're kicking on all right. Well, I think I'm kicking on all right anyway.
When did you actually stop riding altogether? How long ago?
That would have been in, I've got to stop and think now. That would have been in 76, yeah, so we're going back,
Did you ride any track work riding after you stopped riding?
Oh yeah, I rode track work until I was 60 before I gave it away.
Did you migrate back to South Australia? Or did
yes,
you
I did, yes. See, a lot of people don't realise that I only rode in Melbourne for between 6 and 7 years. And all my other time, because born and bred in Adelaide, apprenticed in Adelaide, and done all my early riding there. And then in 71, I went off to Singapore and Malaysia for 4 years. Then back to Adelaide and finally retired back in Adelaide.
Okay, did you put a lot of your money into bricks and mortar in South Australia?
We put our money into enough that I'm still going, that I don't have to
worry too much.
That's the right
thing.
Unfortunately, I lost my wife, and then cancer. That's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And damn it all, another lovely lady come along a couple of years after, and 6 years with her, and cancer took her as well. So it's I hate that cancer business.
It knocks you about, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yes.
Yeah, well, it touches one in every two members of a family, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I think we can find something to cure that soon. Jim, it's great to talk to you. Being an integral part of the Melbourne Cup, I want to now talk about your induction into the Hall of Fame. It must have been an absolute thrill for you to be inducted a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes, it was. It was. It really was. I was about the ninth one in, and you know, that's another dream that come true. That, I mean, many years ago we never ever thought of that, but now that it was all in vogue and everybody was getting getting invited into it, and it was a great thrill, I can tell you. It was like winning another Melbourne Cup, actually.
Well, that's a pretty good wrap. Jim Johnson, thanks very much for being a part of the Melbourne Cup Tour and certainly coming to Tasmania. You've been one of the greatest jockeys ever to sit on in a saddle, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure that my sentiments are felt by most people around Australia and across the globe. All the best and well done.
Good, thank you very much.